listening, friends, and welcome to Radio Havana, Cuba's Caribbean Outlook Show. I'm Lena Valverde, your host, inviting you to stay with me for the next 10 minutes or so for news, feature reports, and music from our Caribbean region. But first, let's switch to our Caribbean news desk to take a look at some of the stories making headlines in our region at this hour. Stay tuned. Earlier this week, Cuban ambassador to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, Alejandro Garcia del Toro, paid a courtesy visit to Bahamas Minister of Education, the Honorable Jeffrey Lloyd. At the meeting, the Bahamian official highlighted the importance of the cooperation that Cuba has offered in different educational areas over the past 16 years. The minister described the contribution of Cuban teachers as invaluable and made special mention of the special education teachers who, along with those in technical and general education, have worked in the Bahamas since August 2003. They also discussed a renewal of the Memorandum of Understanding between the Ministries of Education of the two countries in order to continue cooperation and increase activities in different areas, including the carrying out of educational and cultural exchanges among students from both countries. Barbados Prime Minister Mia Mottley has been conferred the Order of Roraima, Guyana's second highest national award, for her dedication and demonstrated commitment to the strengthening of the Caribbean community, CARICOM. The national honor was presented by Guyana's President David Krenger during Mottley's visit to Guyana earlier this week to meet the staff at the headquarters of CARICOM. Prime Minister Krenger noted that Barbados and Guyana worked together for the formation of the Caribbean Free Trade Association, CARIFTA, in 1965, prior to independence from Britain, which they both attained in 1966. And the founding fathers of the two countries, Barbados' Errol Barrow and Guyana's Forbes Burnham, were among the four leaders who signed the treaty establishing CARICOM in 1973. In accepting the award, Prime Minister Mottley said she did so humbly on behalf of all Barbadians, recognizing that the relationship between the two nations long predates her, with linkages that have contributed immensely to the development of the two nations. Mia Mottley is the second Barbadian leader to receive the Order of Roraima. In 2016, President Krenger conferred Mottley's predecessor, Frondel Stewart, with the Order of Roraima for his support for the rights of small island and low-coastal development states, his advocacy for CARICOM's demand for reparations for the citizens of the Caribbean region, and his contribution to the reduction of the impact of climate change in the region. Caribbean Community CARICOM Chairman and Barbados Prime Minister Mia Mottley has sought to ensure citizens of the region that health officials are taking the steps to keep the deadly new strain of coronavirus out of the countries, but also ensuring they are ready if it should reach their shores. CARICOM Ministers of Health were briefed this week by the Caribbean Public Health Agency, CARPA, and the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO, on the virus. Mottley said the meeting also focused on the region's preparedness in case of any eventuality. The aim is ensuring that the region can protect first and foremost its population, but at the same time ensuring that panic does not beset our people, she said. History has shown that panic does not assist the resolution of these matters, Mottley said. She added that CARICOM will take an evidence-based approach that will guide the appropriate response to any imminent risk. She noted that although the governments of CARICOM have the autonomy to develop their own policies, the governments ought to work together. You're tuning in to Radio Havana, Cuba, and we are presenting our weekly edition of the Caribbean Outlook Show. Stay tuned. Renowned Puerto Rican performer and composer Victor Manuel will close the fifth edition of the Salsa Festival here in Cuba, scheduled from February 25th to March 1st. Accompanied by his orchestra, the so-called Sonero de la Juventud will perform in Cuba for the first time. The president of the event's organizing committee, Cuban Michael Blanco, said Manuel has expressed satisfaction with the idea of having a concert in Cuba. He has visited the island, said Michael Blanco, on several occasions, but never for work. At a news conference at the Iberostar Parque Central Hotel, Michael Blanco, a pianist and leader of the Salsa Mayor band, offered detailed information on the upcoming festival. He said that the program includes live performances of between three and four orchestras every evening, as well as dance troupes and DJs. The list of Cuban performers includes Septeto Santiaguero, Formel y los Bambán, Manolito Simonet y su Trabuco, NG La Banda, Habana de Primera, Pupi Los Que Son Son, Jaila Monpié, Tania Pantoja, Lazarito Valdés en Bamboleo, El Niño y la Verdad, Papucho en Manana Club, Adalberto Álvarez y su son, among many others. Collateral activities will include the dance workshops focusing on Afro-Cuban rhythms, rumba, salsa, and casino at the Sauce Cultural Center. He added that these workshops are primarily aimed at the more than 380 foreign participants who have already confirmed their attendance. And that's all for today. But before we say goodbye, we would like to congratulate Grenadians who are celebrating Independence Day this February 7th. We leave you now with a beautiful tune by none other than Puerto Rican singer-songwriter Victor Manuel. The title is Que Suenen Los Tambores. We know you will enjoy. Until next time.
Se trata de velocidad, sino resistencia para lograr lo que se quiere. Por eso dale, mueve, mueve las caderas. Vamos a gozar la vida en lo que la suerte llega. Por eso dale, mueve, sacude los temores. No te quejes tanto y no me llores. Sé que tú puedes.